Reading 2.
Writing a short story. If your writing assignment is to write a short story, you are probably worried. You might think, I don't know how to write a story. I don't have a good imagination. I'm not an author. Believe it or not, writing a short story is easier and more fun than you think. First of all, you already know many stories. Personal stories, family stories, stories about your town or country, folk tales you heard as a child, and so on. You can write about the funny, surprising, or scary things that have happened to you. Think about the stories that you enjoy telling your friends. Second, this lesson will give you an easy recipe for writing your story. This lesson will explain the parts of a story and show you how to write a good short story. American playwright Elmer Rice, 1892 to 1967, said that a play or a story in its simplest form has three parts. He said that the writer needs to 1. Put a man up a tree, 2. Throw stones at him, 3. Get him down. This may seem surprisingly simple, but his clever idea works well for many kinds of stories. Let's look at how you can use this recipe for writing your own short story. 1. Put a man up a tree. In part 1, we have two important ingredients of a story: the main character and the setting. Your main character is the person at the center of your story. Who is this person? What does your character look like? What is his or her personality? Your setting is where your story takes place. This is the physical location of the story. Is the setting on an island? In a house? In some stories, the setting is very important, while in other stories, it isn't. In the example, the setting is a tree, and this is essential to the story. The setting can also include the time of the story. Does it take place in the past, the present, or sometime in the future? Also, what is the time span of the story? An hour? A day? For a short story, the time span is usually short. 2. Throw stones at him. Part 2 of the story is the conflict. The conflict is the problem facing the main character. In the example, the character's problem is that he is in a tree and he wants to come down. There is a conflict between the character and the person who is throwing stones at him. The conflict in a story is the basic problem that your character must resolve. What is the problem facing your character? Why is it important? Why does it matter to the main character? 3. Get him down. In part 3, the main character solves the problem or overcomes the challenge at the end of the story. He comes down from the tree. This is the resolution of the story. In a good story, the resolution isn't always easy, and the main character may resolve the problem in an unexpected way. By the end of the story, readers understand the theme of the story. The theme is the message of the story. What is the story about? What is the reason for the story? Just as the main idea of a paragraph is supported by details, the theme is supported by the setting, the main character, and the conflict. When you write your own short story, keep these three parts in mind. Remember that you are using words to paint a picture for your reader. It's like a movie you have seen, and now you are describing the story to a friend. Does that sound like fun? Well, get started.